There was no pushback against Rondé Barber in the room. Nobody said anything negative. I gave a five-minute presentation. I called him a historic figure. And then I backed it up. Historic. And that's a big word to use in that room. Tony Dungy said a few things. Sal Palantonio was very strong as the pro Rondé Barber guy. A couple other guys spoke up. And in the end, he made the jump from 15 to 10. I was very pleased by that. And then ultimately, he didn't survive the 10 to 5. But I believe he's in a strong position to make it next year. I know that's not solace for Buck fans, but you got to realize, gentlemen, 10 out of 15 every year go away disappointed. That's just the way the math is, guys. That's just the way it is.
Contractors, plumbers, air conditioning companies, property managers, reach out today to Josh Martin of Florida's Elite Restoration. Your clients, your customers, your homeowners, the people you serve deserve the best restoration company in Florida, helping them out in their time of extreme need. That is Florida's Elite Restoration. Josh will talk to you, show you how he works honestly with companies like yours every single day across the Bay Area, making sure that your clients get a free assessment in their home and things are taken care of right and nobody gets ripped off by an insurance company. Josh is eager to meet with you. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. You can get an idea of their services there. All of us here at JoeBucksFan.com endorse Florida's Elite Restoration. Great people, great company. Florida'sElitereStoration.com. Yeah, yeah. Buccaneers fans, the Super Bowl is here. The Sage of Tampa Bay Sports is here. It's kind of a sad day because Rondé Barber is not in Canton. And that's what this special edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast is going to be about. They're all special editions, but this one we'll focus in on what happened, the senseless fan freakout, the realities of the Hall of Fame room. Ira's going to take us inside the vote. Rondé Barber didn't make it, if you just are finding out. And the Sage is the only man who can really explain what happened. We're brought to you by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford. Sean Sullivan is the GM at Bill Curry Ford. He is ready to serve you personally, and they are buying vehicles left and right at Bill Curry Ford for top dollar. They've got some great offers going, some great incentives. Get to BillCurryFord.com, BillCurryFord.com. You can order a brand new vehicle, no deposit needed. Talk to Sean Sullivan. He'll take care of you. He loves to do that. And of course, listen to his podcast, Best in Class. Focuses heavily on draft picks, the draft, college prospects, and young players around the NFL. He's gotten some nice emails, guys. He's forwarded me a really cool one, Best in Class at Bill Curry Ford. If you want to talk football with Sean, but if you want a vehicle, that is number one, service, bodywork as well, BillCurryFord.com. Our thanks to Big Storm Beer, Big Storm Beer, the official beer of the Ira Kaufman podcast. That is Florida's best craft beer. They are tremendous local citizens. You can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Big Storm Brewing Company. They've got tap rooms, fantastic food in Odessa, Clearwater, Cape Coral, and in Orlando at the Amway Center. Big Storm Brewery, so proud to be with them, Ira. I bet you could use a Bromosa about now, Sage. Have you thrown one of them back, or maybe a Sunny Key Lime? You've known about this Hall of Fame news for weeks, so it's not fresh for you, but I'll just clear the floor for you. Lee DeCamper's here. We'll hit you with some questions, Sage. What happened? What do the fans need to know? What do you think? And tell us why Rondé Barber's not a Hall of Famer.
All right, I'll start with this. To me, perhaps the biggest surprise is that it remained secret for 2.5 weeks after 49 voters and the guys that got in knew what the results were. So I'm very proud of that. We were sworn to secrecy. I didn't call a soul. And now let's get down to the actual results. I was surprised because I didn't vote for Sam Mills and I didn't vote for Bryant Young. I don't really have a problem with Pacelli, short career, but he was the best at his position for about 5 years. That's a Hall of Famer. Leroy Butler, for Buck fans who don't understand and trying to compare stats with Rondé, and I understand that. Leroy Butler was the only first team all decade of the last 5 decades. I mean, that's powerful to go up against. That's difficult. Of the last 50 years, that wasn't wearing a gold jacket. So there's that. And as far as Richard Seymour, guys, let's remember those first New England Super Bowl teams, even that, though they had Brady, were known for their defense. They were defense oriented. And the only guy on that defense before this year was Ty Law. I got no problem with Richard Seymour. So what happened? Well, here's another misconception. Rondé Barber keeps getting passed up. He keeps getting passed up. The fact is, he's only been in the room 2 years. This is not a John Lynch situation. I also want Buck fans to understand that people in other cities are going crazy, just like you are. In Miami, where's Zach Thomas? The guy's a tackle machine. He's been in the room 5-6 years. Where is he? Minnesota, where's Jared Allen? He's the number 12 sacker in NFL history. He's got one less sack than Jason Taylor, was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Jared Allen can't get in. Where is he? Reggie Wayne, Torrey Holt, DeMarcus Ware. They didn't get in. So Rondé Barber is not a singular, you know, cause for outrage. Now, we're in Tampa, but you got to understand that these guys didn't watch Rondé Barber every week like Buck Nation did, just like we didn't watch Bryant Young every week. I can say this. Rondé Barber made quite a bit of progress, and that's what you're looking for. You're not going to make it. You got to show progress. And by that, I mean you got to get into the top 10. And he didn't do that a year ago.
But he did this year, which is good.
Here's something else that I want Buck fans to realize. Rondé Barber faced an uphill battle from the start. And here's what I mean by that. Let's remember, Lee, I think this is a key factor in terms of turning minds in that room. Lee, Rondé Barber was eligible for 2 years when he didn't even make the list of 15 finalists. He couldn't get from 25 to 15. And that's kind of hard to believe for somebody with Barber's credentials. But Lee, that's an indication of where Barber was starting from. There was skepticism about Rondé Barber for whatever reason. He did not make it to the finalists for the first couple of years that he was eligible. He didn't get in to that room for discussion. So that tells you right off the bat that in their minds, for the majority, he's not a shoo-in. He's not a no-brainer, even if Buck fans think he is. Lee, he made the final 10 this year. He didn't get in. Steve made a good point about Sam Mills. I'll amplify it. Lee, I don't think this should have been a factor. I didn't vote for him. But if Sam Mills didn't get a gold jacket this year, it was his last year of eligibility as a modern-day guy. He would have went into the senior pool. We call it the abyss. There's about 50 guys that are worthy in there. Only one of them come out every year. One. One every year. This year happens to be Cliff Branch. You go in that abyss, you may never come out. So I think that Sam Mills got the sympathy vote. I don't like it. I don't think it should have happened. As far as Bryant Young, I'll leave you with this before you guys weigh in. When Bryant Young made the list of 15 finalists, and a lot of Buck fans are saying, Brian who? Brian who? You got to be kidding me. Well, he had 89 and a half sacks. It's a very good number for an interior lineman. He had more tackles than sack, more tackles for loss. So when it was clear that Bryant Young was going to be one of the finalists, some PR director, I think it's their former one named Kirk Reynolds, and he was smart. He organized a Zoom call with about five offensive linemen from the 2000s, including Mark Schlereth. He was one of them. And they invited the voters onto the Zoom call, and a lot of them went on the Zoom call. And on that call, they were all singing the praises of Bryant Young. And a few of them, I think including Schlereth, and I hope you're sitting down, tried to make the case that he was a better player than Warren Sapp or John Randall. Now, these are the guys, these are the guys that went against Bryant Young and Warren Sapp and John Randall. There were five of them. They don't speak for everybody. I didn't believe it. I still don't. But, you know, you can't discount Bryant Young that he was a stiff. He was anything but. So I think that really helped Bryant Young's case. I don't know if we have to do that with Rondé Barber next year. That's something we're going to discuss. But it was an interesting wrinkle that had never happened before. a Zoom call with the peers of the guy talking about him, and you're inviting the voters to listen, and maybe they change their minds about Bryant Young. But look, nobody's more upset about the final vote than me, except Rondé Barber and his family. I mean, I'm right there with them. You guys know I take this very seriously. There was no pushback against Rondé Barber in the room. Nobody said anything negative.
Wow.
I gave a 5-minute presentation. I called him a historic figure, and then I backed it up. Historic, and that's a big word to use in that room. Tony Dungy said a few things. Sal Palantonio was very strong as the pro Rondé Barber guy. A couple other guys spoke up, and in the end, he made the jump from 15 to 10. I was very pleased by that, and then ultimately, he didn't survive the 10 to 5, but I believe he's in strong position to make it next year. I know that's not solace for Buck fans, but you got to realize, gentlemen, 10 out of 15 every year go away disappointed. That's just the way the math is, guys.
Ira, it seems like the biggest hurdle that Barber has to overcome, and I think it's a I'm repetitive about this because I think it's so idiotic. Barber was labeled a system cornerback, and that's like a label that he can't shake for some of those guys. From my experience talking to the voters, the very first thing I say, Joe Montana was a system quarterback. If Joe Montana's in Don Coryell's offense, we're not talking about Joe Montana in the year 2022. If Lawrence Taylor was not in a 3-4 and Bill Parcells let him blitz, we wouldn't be talking about Lawrence Taylor in the year 2022. If he went to some 43 defense, he wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. Same with Montana. He plays for someone like Coryell, or he goes to the Raiders. No, he's a good player, maybe. He's not a Hall of Famer. So those guys were the ultimate system players. And the second thing I got to say about that idiotic label, what's the player supposed to do? Tell his coach to go to hell and freelance every play? Give me a break.
It's a very weak response, Steve. Lee's right. That's what you say when you don't have anything else to say about a guy. And I'll take it a step further. Yeah, there is some hesitation about this system cornerback label. Steve, here's the other one, and I think it's going to be accentuated, unfortunately, next year because Darrell Revis, not Darrell Revis, Darrell Revis will be in the room, Steve, as a first-time eligible. And I can just hear Buck Nation saying, how are you going to compare Revis to Rondé? Well, here's the point, Steve. The first thing you think of when you think cornerback, Steve, and it's natural, is cover. Cover. You don't necessarily think blitz, tackles, tackles for loss, touchdowns, cover. And let's be honest, Rondé Barber's not Darrell Revis or Deion Sanders. Who is? I mean, who is? These guys are the best of the best in terms of coverage. Rondé Barber wasn't a guy that shadowed the other team's best receiver. That's not what the Buck defense was, Steve. So he's facing that too, where they say he was not an elite cover cornerback. I don't agree with that, but I'm certainly not going to say he's better than Darrell Revis in that regard. In that regard.
Sage, if it's just for those who don't realize, and this is part of the bang your head against the wall, Sam Mills was an excellent linebacker, played most of his career for the Saints. I believe he passed away, and maybe that's part of the sympathy vote. He is dead, isn't he, Ira?
He is.
And I believe, in my opinion, I think it was Steve Atwater was getting close to the end of his opportunity, I believe. And that I think that kept John Lynch out 1 year, in my personal opinion, because Atwater was sort of at the end of his eligibility. And, you know, he got a nod. I think he helped John Lynch get in later. Let's put it that way.
That's a good point, Steve, because when presenters know that the guy is nearing the end of his eligibility, and of course, Rondé is far from that. But when the guy starts getting it, I think you get 20 years of eligibility, Lee, as a modern guy, 20 years. And when that guy, you know, is up to the 18th or 19th, or in this case with Mills, 20, the presenter uses that when I don't really think it should matter. I really don't think it should matter. I didn't vote for Mills, but it was enough to sway some voters in that regard.
Ira, now this year, all on Zoom, there were some limitations. People, I believe you said, were asked to keep it to 7 minutes, was it, or 5 minutes?
Five minutes.
Did most presenters stick to that, or did people run over?
Well, I was the first guy to present the case of the modern guys. We took care of Branch and Dick Vermeil, Art McNally, right off the bat, those three. And then we started in on the 15, and I was the first to go. And, you know, I timed my speech well beforehand, and I was ready. And I stayed right about 5 minutes, and most people did. Might have went 5.5. Nobody talked for 10, and so we respected that.
Sage, so you went first, and I don't think that's a very good position. So that's interesting. I didn't know you were going first. People are still settling in with their coffee. Maybe they're fixing their volume a little bit. I understand there was some action first on the senior candidates and stuff, but I'm not sure that's the best spot, but maybe it is. Anybody could argue that. Because it was on Zoom, did anybody use visual presentations, Iroh, or was it all verbal? Just some guy or woman talking, making the presentation?
Visuals are discouraged. They're discouraged, and they have not been used very often at all, maybe once or twice. As far as charts and things like that, those were things that were emailed to the voters in the weeks prior to the Zoom meeting by the presenters or the team of which that guy presented himself, including Rondé Barber. The Bucks were very active. They did a nice job sending out information about Rondé Barber, how unique he was, how versatile he was, and in my words, Lee, how historic. Now, Lee, when you say historic, you better be able to back it up. And I believe I did. The more you look at Barber, I think the more eyes you open. The guy just checks off all the boxes, Lee. They like to use that line, checks off the boxes. Nobody does that more than Rondé Barber. Nobody.
So, Sage, I'll pin you down like a defense attorney here. You got to answer my question. On that Zoom call, were presenters flashing up video, audio, any graphics or anything like that? Or is that all handled in advance?
It's in advance. Everybody just gave their five-minute presentation verbally, and that's the way it was done for all 15 candidates.
Because I bring that up, Ira, because there are some morons on social media who are like, oh, Ira didn't go in there with a good PowerPoint, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So I wanted to at least clarify that part of it, you know, thinking that you're going to be up there with standing in front of a chart with a pointer or throwing up, a slideshow on Zoom. It's just not the way it was done.
Steve, I think this point also needs to be mentioned. You know, until last year, it was always held in person on the morning before the Super Bowl in the Super Bowl city. And I think we're going back to that next year. So you boys are going to have to dig in your pockets and help at least finance my trip to Phoenix a little bit next season, because I'm expecting to go. Steve, when it's in person, a lot of times there are handouts that are given, you know, a half an hour before the meeting starts.
Sure.
I got a crawler and a bagel and a coffee in my hand. You know, the guy that's presenting, Zach Thomas, hands out a sheet that talks about, you know, how many career tackles Zach Thomas has in comparison to guys that are already in the Hall of Fame. And that stuff happens. That stuff happens. We did it for John Lynch, and we'll do it for Rondé Barber next year. So it's done in advance.
Any of the Hall of Fame presenters, Ira, anybody call you in shock, or anybody text you and say, hey, you got screwed here. This is unbelievable. You don't have to give a name if you don't want to. Hopefully you will. But did you get any of that feedback? And were you the one who broke the news to Barber?
Well, Buck fans, some of them are not going to want to hear this. They're probably not going to want to believe this. Peter King, who's been on that panel for about 25, 30 years, sent me a text when it was all said and done and the meeting was over, and said it was a, quote, fabulous, unquote, Barber presentation, just fabulous. Some other people also said that I changed their mind and they ended up voting for Barber. They went into the meeting thinking they weren't going to vote for Barber. In the end, he just didn't get enough. I mean, he might have been one vote short. We don't know. He might have been five votes short. He might have been one vote short. It happens. I think there were a few years when John Lynch might have been one vote short. But he got in, and when you get in that top 10, historically, you're going to get in. Now, Buck fans, you know, they're not patient, and I don't think they should be. But believe me, Barber's in strong position going forward. I will say next year, first year eligibles are Joe Thomas, Lee, great player for a lot of bad Cleveland teams. I believe he made first team all pro, first team, five or six times for a terrible Cleveland organization. That's pretty strong as a left tackle. And then you got Darrell Revis, who's got an island named after him, played in New York. If I had to bet, Lee, right now, I would believe both of those guys get in as first-time eligibles. Some people are shocked that DeMarcus Ware didn't get in his first time around, but he did. So he'll be a strong contender next year, but I think Barber's got a really good shot next year.
All right, Sage. Well, you know what? We can dive into this a little bit further on Rondae Barber, and it's interesting. There's a lot of politics. I think fans listening to this would understand that, and it's hard to fight it, but you put up a good fight. I don't think you should hang your head. You know, it's not like your vote, and like you said, it's an important thing to understand. This was the second time you got to present Rondae Barber, number two. So, you know, and then that's politics is what kept Lynch for so long, I believe. It's okay to not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Most guys aren't.
I don't think it's any secret, guys. Rondae's not. He's not happy. He's not a happy camper. And Lee, he shouldn't be. You know, he thinks he should have got in ahead of some of these guys or maybe all of these guys. And as far as for me personally, Sam Mills and Bryant Young, I believe Barber's right. You know, I don't want to hear about Sam Mills going into the senior pool. I don't want to hear about it. That's got nothing to do with what the guy did as a player. And if it's about production, Lee, you can't beat Rondae Barber. He's a hell of a candidate, Lee. I think he'll be wearing a gold jacket very soon.
All right, Sage, we will see you at the next podcast. I appreciate it. Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. Big Storm Beer, the official beer of the Ira Kaufman Podcast, and Florida's EliteRestoration.com. That's your destination. Anytime you have any issue with a disaster in your home, fire, wind, water, mold, Florida's Elite Restoration. Now, we'll see you next time, Sage.